For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Three Ukrainians are under arrest after alleged cyber attacks on more than 100 companies here in the United States. Federal officials said during a press conference in Seattle that three Ukrainian hackers led some of the cyber attacks that happened to many of the large companies. The group used malware to infiltrate into a total of 3,600 businesses in America. FBI Special Agent in Charge, JTAB.
The Fin7 group was sophisticated in both its cyber intrusion techniques and the way that it wormed itself into private sector businesses' computer networks.
Richard Downing is the Acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General.
The criminal organization allegedly breached not only computer networks in the United States companies, but also companies abroad, including the United Kingdom, Australia, and France.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The president called on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to end a federal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the tweet was just an opinion.
The entire investigation is based off of a dirty, discredited dossier that was paid for by an opposing campaign and had a lot of corruption within the entity which was overseeing it.
The man who shot and killed a Houston doctor who once treated former President George H.W. Bush is still out there, but police have now identified him as 62-year-old Joe Pappas. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo says the shooting may have stemmed from something that happened decades ago.
The suspect's mother was a patient of the doctor and died during surgery over 20 years ago. So it appears that this may be a 20-year-old grudge that this man held.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
One of the cable news networks continues to win in the ratings. And USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Fox News Channel continues to be number one when it comes to drawing viewers across the 24-hour day. Nielsen saying in July, Fox marked 25 consecutive months as the most watched basic cable network. Four of the network's programs are in the top five most watched cable news shows in July, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson taking number one and two spots, respectively. Next was Chris Cuomo's new show on CNN, followed by Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new Ebola outbreak was reported in the Democratic Republic of Congo just days after a previous outbreak there was declared to be over. Four cases of the disease were positively confirmed in the country's North Kivu province, and more are anticipated. The health ministry said it's investigating reports of viral hemorrhagic fever. Since last weekend, 20 have died and 26 more have symptoms suggesting any of several viral infections, including Ebola. Officials say the outbreak is not related to the epidemic in Equator province, which is 1,500 miles away and was declared over by the World Health Organization on July 25th. Over 50 people there were infected, and 33 died. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.